AVS Media Demo.
If you have your Bibles, once again, I'd like to invite all of our attention once again to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'd like to read verses 8 and verse 11 once again. As we take a journey in these particular apostolic gifts that were once very
AVS
operative.
AVS Media Demo.
Especially in the days of the apostles in that first century, when the church was in its infancy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Allow me once again to read verses
AVS
8 to 11.
Media Demo.
And this morning we'll be studying the third gift found in verse 9, the gift of faith. What exactly could that mean, or what does it represent? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, allow me please
AVS
to read
Media
it,
Demo.
Verses 8 to verse 11. Please follow along kindly. For to one is given by the same Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And for our lesson this morning, to another
AVS Media Demo.
By the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discerning of spirits. To another diverse kinds of tongues. And that word tongues
AVS Media Demo.
Language. That doesn't mean jibber-jabber. And to another, the interpretation of that language, or the interpretation of what was being said. But all these, that phrase, all these, refers to all the gifts mentioned
AVS
in verses
Media
8, 9,
Demo.
And 10, work at that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Well, beloved, having considered the first two apostolic gifts, let's now begin to move into verse 9.
AVS
Notice in verse
Media
9,
Demo.
The first half of verse 9, it says, to another, faith. Faith. Well, beloved, this caused me to start thinking. Well, listen to this first point.
AVS
Since all
Media
believers
Demo.
Are given the grace of believing or saving faith, this faith that is mentioned in verse 9 must be a separate grace given by God the Spirit for a special reason or a special purpose,
AVS Media
maybe
Demo.
For a special or a unique situation. I'll say that again. All believers are given the grace of believing or saving faith. But the faith that apparently
AVS
is mentioned
Media
here
Demo.
In verse 9 must be a separate grace, a separate gift given by God the Spirit, and it must be given for a special purpose or
AVS
a special
Media
reason
Demo.
Within the confines of a very unique situation. Well, let's take our Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Find Ephesians chapter 2. And then turn to Romans chapter 12.
AVS Media Demo.
Let me first establish the fact that all believers have faith. Let's first establish that fact so that we can kind of understand what this particular separate grace or this gift must be. Turn to Ephesians
AVS Media
chapter 2.
Demo.
A well-known passage that all of us know. Maybe some of you even have had the opportunity of even memorizing it. Ephesians chapter 2, look at verses 8 and 9. For by grace
AVS
are ye
Media
saved
Demo.
Through faith, and that not of yourselves. And notice the little pronoun, it. It is the gift of God. Well, there's a lot of controversy going around. What does the it modify?
AVS Media
Some
Demo.
People say, well, it refers to the grace that is mentioned in verse 8. Then there are others who take the position, no, it refers to faith that is mentioned in verses 8.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, guess where your pastor stands. I believe it refers to both. Grace is a gift, and through that gift of grace, the sinner, you and I, receive faith.
AVS
Even
Media
the faith
Demo.
That causes you and I to place our trust in Christ is something that God has to give to us because by nature we are all unbelievers. So when it says, for by grace are you saved
AVS
through faith
Media
and
Demo.
That not of yourselves, it, both grace and faith, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast or brag. So here, beloved, if you're a saved person here
AVS
this morning,
Media Demo.
You have what's called saving faith. That is universally a possession of all true biblical believers. Now watch this. Go to Romans chapter 12.
AVS Media Demo.
Romans chapter 12. For those of you who may not know, the first 11 chapters of the book of Romans is nothing but doctrine.
AVS Media Demo.
The first 11 chapters of Romans is nothing but doctrine. Chapters 12 to the conclusion of the book is all application. What Paul is doing here is, here's 11 chapters of doctrine, teaching.
AVS Media Demo.
If all this teaching is true, then what do I do with it? Well, chapters 12 to the end of the book of Romans tells you what to do with the first 11 chapters. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, verse 1, that ye present
AVS
your bodies
Media
a living
Demo.
Sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see the word reasonable in the Greek? It comes from a Greek word that means logical. Simply logical.
AVS Media Demo.
Beloved, if God has saved you, it is simply logical that the rest of your life is to be given to Him and to His glory, and that you must work out your Christianity. Well, how is one way that a child of God works
AVS
out his
Media
or her Christianity?
Demo.
Look at verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. You see the word conformed? It comes from a Greek word that carries the picture, and some of you ladies who know how it is to bake cookies,
AVS
and you roll
Media
out the cookie dough, and you get the little image of Mr. Gingerbread, and you take that little image of Mr. Gingerbread, or maybe a snowman, or maybe an elf, or maybe a four-leaf clover, and you press that mold
AVS Media
into
Demo.
The dough, and then you pull out that perfectly shaped cookie. That's the idea here. The Christian is not to be shoved into the mold of the world. Be not conformed to this
AVS
world, but be
Media
transformed
Demo.
By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The last half of verses 2, my dear child of God, tells you that you are to be a discerning Christian. You must be able to make
AVS
sound
Media
biblical
Demo.
Judgments. You must be able to prove. The word prove there means to put to the test. Put something to the test in order to examine the authenticity or the legitimacy of something. Put
AVS
it to the test.
Media Demo.
You must prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, now watch carefully, to every man that is among you, not to think highly, to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
AVS Media
Another
Demo.
Thing, Christians must be careful. Don't get too much of a big head. But to think soberly. Now look at the next phrase. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of what?
AVS Media Demo.
So every child of God has faith. But based on Romans 12 verses 3, not everyone who's a Christian, listen carefully, has
AVS
the same
Media
degree
Demo.
Of faith. And I'm going to show you some examples. For as we have many members in one body, verses 4, and all members have not the same office, and guess what you find in verses 5
AVS
all the
Media
way down
Demo.
To verses 8? The other laundry lists of gifts, talents, and abilities that are still operative. And someday we'll eventually study these. The ones here in 1 Corinthians that we're looking at
AVS
were
Media
operative
Demo.
During the days of the apostles because they were uniquely given to the apostles in order to strengthen and to build up that infant church that was being put together in that first century. Well, look on the board here.
AVS Media Demo.
Last time we looked at the word of wisdom and then the word of knowledge. One of them is the ability for the apostles to preach right on the spot, no notes, no outline. They had no Bibles. They didn't have any Bible concordance. They didn't have any seminary training. They did not go to school. They were taught just by Christ. And Peter and the other apostles would be able to go into a town, go into the synagogues. Maybe the Old Testament scriptures were offered to them. They would read the scriptures, and boom, God would give them a message right on the spot. No prior preparation. And then the apostles would then apply that message to the hearts of the audience. That's these two gifts. What about this gift of faith? I've just given you at least two verses that shows that every child of God has faith. And then in Romans 12 and 3, we are told that God gives to every believer a measure of that faith. A certain measure of that faith. Well, look on the far right of my board. I'm going to show you that the Bible teaches that the unbeliever, he has no faith. That's clearly understood. A lost person has no faith. They have no trust in Christ. They have no trust in the Bible because they're simple. They lack understanding. They do not view the Bible as the complete Word of God, and they do not trust God nor the Son of God whom He sent because they lack the understanding. But that understanding will be given to them through the preaching and teaching of God's Word. And then one day, light bulbs go off, whistles begin to go off in their head, so to speak, and they're able to connect the dots, and they realize, man, I'm undone. And I need to arise, and I need to embrace Christ.